Okay, says the Gemara, V'raminhu. V'raminhu means, always means, we're asking a stira. Mitzvasa, which mitzvah?
Kriyashma.
Rashi says, shal kriyashma. Rashi has to add that in, because otherwise we would have thought it means tefillah. That's what we're discussing. But no, the mitzvah of kriyashma, im honetz hachamo. The best time to say kriyashma is with the nates. Why? Kedei sheyismoich geula l'tfilo. So that he'll be able to juxtapose geula, which is the brachas that you recite after kriyashma. You'll be able to juxtapose that bracha geula to tfilo, meaning you'll say shema, you'll say the brachas, you'll immediately daven shmona esra v'nimtza mispalel bayoim, and that way it'll come out that you're davening bayoim, rather than before the Neitz HaChamo. You certainly can't daven before the Neitz HaChamo. So, if we have the order correct, you'll say Kriya Shema, you will say the brachas of Kriya Shema, which means Geula, and then you will daven, and you'll daven at day. So what does it sound like? It sounds like that the correct time for davening is at Neitz HaChamo. Our Mishnah seems to tell us that no, the correct time for davening is when? Either chatzos or 4 hours. Says the Gemara, ki tanya hahi. When that brisa was stated, it's referring to le vosikin. It's referring to vosikin. We'll see what that means in a moment. Da'amar Rabbi Yochanan vosikin, the vosikin, hayu goimrim oisa im honetz hachamo. The Vosikin would complete Kriya Shema with Neitz HaChamo, so that you would daven immediately afterwards. If we're not talking about four regular people, we're talking about Vosikin. Now what's Vosikin? Says Rashi. We stopped in the middle. Says the Braisa, V'kula Alma, but all other people, meaning non-Vosikin, Ad Chatzos. V'suloi. Is ready the Kasha. Kula alma ad chatzois v'suloi. So let's have a look at the Rashi. Levosikin. Vosikin, says Rashi, means hamakdimin lemitzvois. What does it mean, hamakdimin lemitzvois?
Get up early to do.
They get up early to do mitzvahs. They're very keen. Umechazrim lasois dovor bizmanoi. And they search in order to do a mitzvah, bizmanoi. Mechazrim. They search, they look, they're on the lookout to perform mitzvahs at the optimum time. Umitzvosoi makdimin, as the Bach adds, lehispalel leachar hanetz hachamo. And when it says that you say Kriya Shema with the Nates, that's referring to these Vosikin, so that they'll be able to daven when? Immediately after Hanetz HaChamo. But V'chit Nahan B'masnisin, when does it state in our Mishnah L'ma'acharim? That's talking about for the delayers, not the Vosikin. The Vosikin are the Zrizin. The Vasikin are those who want to perform the mitzvah at the first and optimum time. Mashenke in the Ma'achrim, they're the delayers. Meaning, the Braisa, the Mishnah, taught us the latest possible time you can daven. When the other Mishnah says, Immanetz HaChamo, it doesn't mean that's the only time, that's the earliest time. V'chitnan b'masnisin, and when our Mishnah said that it's until Chatzois, that is, lema'acharim. Shalo ye'acher, at least they should not delay, yoyser mechatzois. They should not delay more than chatzois. Why? Shemisham. Because it is from there, ve'elach and onwards, ovar hazman, the zman has passed. Therefore, there's no contradiction. Our Mishnah is talking about the latest possible time for davening, for the ma'acharim, for the delayers. And the answer is, until Chatzos, maximum. The Mishnah that talks about Kriya Shema with an Eitzah Chamo is talking about the Vosikim. And never the twain shall meet. There's no steer whatsoever.
Is Vesulo just for emphasis?
I think, just to be honest, I think that that's part of the question of the Gemara. You have to read it. V'kula alma ad chatzois v'suloi. In other words, there's a period after the word imanetzah chamo. That Mishnah is Rabbi Yochanan's statement, or Rabbi Yochanan taught us that a vosikin finished Kriya Shema with anetzah chamo. Period. That's the end of the explanation. Meaning, v'kula alma, says the Gemara, everybody else you're telling me is ad chatzois. They can only say davening until chatzos v'suloi, but not after that. V'ha Omer Rav Meri, Breider of Huna, Breider of Yirmiya, Ba'aba, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. It was Rabbi Yochanan himself who was purported to have said something that seems to contradict that. Why? Because he said, To'o v'loi hispalel arvis. If somebody made a mistake, meaning he forgot, and he never daven ma'ariv mispalel b'shachris shtayim, he should daven shachris twice. Or, if he forgot shachris, then mispalel b'mincha shtayim. Period. So how can you tell me that the latest time for davening shachris is Chatzos? We thought it's a stira because it says Imanetzah Chamo. Okay, you told me no, Vanetzah Chamo is really the earliest for the Vosikin, Chatzos is the latest for the Ma'achrim. But the next brisa seems to suggest that there's a later time still. So how can you tell me that you can only daven until Chatzos, says Rashi, V'kula alma shar ha-mispalalim, all other daveners, meaning non-Vosikin, Hamaachrin ad chatzois, who delay until chatzois, yecholin la'acher. It's only until chatzois that yecholin la'acher. They're only allowed to delay, apparently, according to what you're telling me in the Mishnah, until chatzois, v'suloi, and not more than yet. And yet it says that if you missed out shachris, you can do mincha twice, says Rashi. When is mincha? Hainu acha chatzois. So how can you tell me that the latest time for davening shachris is chatzos, when it's clearly stated that if you missed out shachris, you can daven mincha twice? And when is the zman mincha? Clearly after chatzos. If you remember from your charts last time, earliest time for mincha is mincha gedoila. It's half an hour after chatzos. And in fact, it takes you all the way until the end of the day. So you can quite happily have somebody davening shachris at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, according to this. So how can you tell me that the latest time for shachris is chatzos? It seems to be quite clear in this Mishnah that no, you can daven together with mincha until the Seif Zman Mincha, which will presumably take you till the end of the day.
Mm-hmm. We call that directly shachris, as opposed to being a tashlumin for shachris?
That's Gemara's Teretz.
Yeah.
Says the Gemara, no. You're right, but you're wrong. Kula yoima, all day, matzli v'ozil ad chatzos. Every day, you can daven and keep davening ad chatzos. Yohavilei, they will give him schar, the reward for tefillah bizmano, for tefillah in its right time. So until chatzos is considered that you're davening in the right time. It's not perhaps the earliest time, but it's perfectly lechatchila according to the Rabbanon to daven shachris until chatzos.
Can we go back for a second? Kula yama matzli va'azo. All day long.
Not all day long. Every day.
Oh, every day?
All days.
Okay. concert.
Why is it called Yomim?
Yom is just the plural for days.
Oh, okay.
Every day. Every day.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So until Chatzos you can daven, and that would still be considered tefillah. Bizmanoi, that's the main word, is bizmanoi. Mikan veilech. But from then onwards, schar tefillah yohavile. Schar tefillah, the reward for davening, will be given to him. But schar tefillah bizmano lo yohavile. That will not be given to him. So here, the Gemara did not use, but Avram, clearly the Gemara means what you just said. The Gemara did not use the word tashlumin. Tashlumin. So, for example, you're supposed to bring a korban, let's say, on Shavuos in the Beis HaMikdash. And if you didn't, you can do so for another 7 days. Another 6 days, which is, by the way, why we don't say Tachnun until Yud Gimel Sivan. Now, if you bring the korban on the 11th of Sivan, nobody's going to claim that's called the korban bizmano. It's not the right zman. The right zman is on Yom Tov. This is a tashlumin. Tashlumin means it's a payment. After the allotted time for tashlumin, you can't even do the payment. Which means there's always three zmanim. Zman number one is called bizmano, at the right time. Zman number two is the tashlumin. And zman number three, you've missed not only the zmana, you've missed also the tashlumin. So, for example, as we'll see in the Rishonim, if you didn't daven shacharis, that's true, you can daven mincha twice, with the second tefillah being the catch-up for shacharis. But if you didn't do that then, you cannot night time do the catch-up for shacharis. Because then you've missed not only the zmana, but you've missed the tashlumin as well. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, if you didn't daven shacharis, you can daven mincha twice, nobody is claiming that when you do the second tefillah, and that's the tashlumin, that's called bizmano. Another example might well be, you're supposed to do havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. And if you didn't, you could do it till Tuesday. There is a discussion of exactly how that works, but certainly one way of understanding is that that's considered a tashlumin. Meaning the zman, the correct zman, is certainly Motzei Shabbos. That's the zman for Havdalah. The catch-up time is till Tuesday. There is a bit of a discussion, is that how it works? Shnai mikro ve'echot targum. Lechatchila, you're supposed to say it by the end of Shabbos. If not, lechatchila till Tuesday. If not, you could do it after that as well. But those are all considered zmanim of tashlumin. That's not the correct zman for the davening, or for the Kriya Shema, or for the Havdalah. So we've seen over here now, Gemara, the Vosikin daven when Hanetzachamo. The Ma'acharim anytime till Chatzos, and that's still considered Tfilah Bizmano. After that is not even considered Tfilah Bizmano either. Let's have a look at Tosis, second Tosis. Third on the page, but the second one in our parak. To'o v'loy hispalel arvis mispalel b'shachris shtayim. V'im to'ima. Frektois akasha. V'ho'oma rav l'kamon. Rav says later on, it's good to look up the Gemara then, chav zayin on the base, tfilas arvis rushus. Tfilas arvis is a rushus, meaning it's not actually mandatory, that's what it sounds like. It's not actually mandatory, there's no obligation to daven at all. That is the opinion of Rav, v'kayim melon kavosei be'isuri. And we always hold la halacha like him in matters of issa and heta, not so in matters of momoin. If we're dealing with financial issues, and we don't paskin like Rav, we paskin like Shmuel, who normally argues with Rav. But if it's issues of Issa, Veheta, Mitzvahs, and Averas, then we paskin like Rav. So if Rav told us that Arvis is a Roshos, and that's the way we paskin, so what's Tosis Kasha? How does that present a difficulty in our Gemara?
Why are you going to make it up on...
Why do you have to make it up? How can you possibly say that if you didn't daven Mariv, then you must daven twice? I didn't even have to daven in the first place, never mind the second. I don't have to daven. So if I chose to daven, then that's fine. And if I didn't, that's also fine. So what do you mean? If you didn't daven, I'm now going to tell you what you have to do. Surely you don't have to do anything at all. One kasha. Void kasha. Another question. Da omala kamon. Another Gemara later on in daf lamadoma beis. And it says there. To'o v'loy hispalel yale v'yovoy. In yon adiyema. If somebody made a mistake and did not say Yale v'yovoy, balaylo, ein machzirin oisei. There is a special halacha. He does not have to repeat Shmona Esra. If somebody would have forgotten Yale v'yovoy this morning, Shacharis, Rosh Chodesh, he does have to repeat it. So too Mincha, but Mariv is not the same. Why? Mishum, there's a special reason, the ein mekadshin es hachodesh balaylo, because there's no kiddush hachodesh balaylo. Which, by the way, is a terrible mistake that people make. And some people think that it's the same for Chol HaMoed Mariv. But it's not. Chol HaMoed Pesach or Chol HaMoed Sukkos, if you forget Yael HaVyovei at night, you absolutely repeat Shmoneh Esra. But Rosh Chodesh, there the whole chiv of Yael HaVyovei at night is weakened because there is no Kiddush HaChodesh at night anyway. That's what the Gemara says.
What does it mean there's no Kiddush HaChodesh?
Edom come to Bezdin, and they want to Mekadosh the Chodesh, they want to report that we saw the moon, they would not be accepted nighttime, only during daytime.
In other words, the Bezdin would only convene during the day.
Right. Okay. Now, even though this is not to suggest that it's not Rosh Chodesh at night, every day in the calendar always begins from the night before, whether it's Shabbos or Yom Tov or Rosh Chodesh. But because the nighttime is not a time when the Bezdin would convene, more than that, not only would they not convene, what happens if they did convene at the day? The Edom arrived, they questioned them, and they were just about to be Mekadesh the Chodesh. They were about to announce it's the Chodesh, and they looked at their clocks, and they saw that it's already nightfall. They would not announce that it's the Chodesh. They would wait till the next day. So for that reason, if you forgot Yael HaVyovei, Mariv, and Rosh Chodesh, you do not need to repeat Shmoneh Esra. Now, Tosfos says, I don't understand. Why do you need this reason? Why would you need to tell me that the reason why you don't repeat Shmoneh Esra is because there's a special halacha of Ein Mekadshin HaChodesh Balaylo. Teipaklei, surely we could suffice by saying the Tfilas Arvis Rishus. So it's a very similar type question to what he asked before, i.e., if you didn't say Yael HaVyovei in Rosh Chodesh night, if you would have asked me, what's the halacha, I would have said, well, of course you don't have to repeat Shmoneh Esra because you were never obligated to do so in the first place. So why must you tell me that the reason he doesn't have to repeat Shmoneh Esra is because of some special Rosh Chodesh halacha? There's surely a much more powerful argument, in which is the Mariv is Roshus. So we have two Gemaras, both our Gemara and also the Gemara in Daf Lamed Amud Beis, which seem to infer that you do have to daven Mariv. But Mariv is not a Roshus, it's mandatory. That's what it sounds like in our Gemara. And that's why it says you must daven Mariv, and if you didn't, you have to do a catch up for Shachris. Or you must daven Mariv, and if you forgot Yael HaVyovei, I'll give you a special dispensation on Yael HaVyovei on Rosh Chodesh, but otherwise it's mandatory. That's what it does sound like, and yet the Gemara tells us in Chav Zayin that Tfilas Arvis is Roshus. What's going on? It says, Tosfos V'yesh Loima. Very important you say it. Ho domrin on Tfilas Arvis Roshus. That which we say that Mariv is a Roshus, it does not mean that it is optional. Rather, Hainu legabei. That is only with regard to a mitzvah, acheres, to another mitzvah, vehi oiveres, which is going to pass. Da'oz omrinon, because then we would say, tidche, we should push off tfilas arvis miponeho in its favor. Avol lechinom, but for no reason at all, ein loy levatlo, you must not be bematal marif. In other words, says Tosfos, there is room to make a very big mistake and understand or misunderstand. Now, when the Gemara says Tfilas Arvis Rishus, you might think that means it's optional, do what you like. So, that's not what it means. All it means is that if you have two mitzvahs on your plate, you're just about to daven Mariv, and suddenly another mitzvah comes your way, which is a mitzvah Oiveres. What does that mean, it's a mitzvah Oiveres? That it's a passing mitzvah. I won't be able to do it tomorrow morning. So, for example, there's a poor man knocking on my door. And he says, I need some tzedakah. But I cannot wait around. I've got a plane to catch. I'm disappearing, going back to America in 10 minutes.
And it's 5 minutes to Nate's.
And it's 5 minutes till Nate's. So it's one or the other. Now, you might have well said, I'm sorry, Mr. Oni, Mariv takes precedence. Why? For a number of reasons. I mean, firstly, I'd have Mariv every day. Secondly, the Chiyuv of Mariv took effect already at nightfall last night. You just turned up over here. Says, Toi says, that's when the principle of Arvis Roshus kicks in. And it says, it is optional with regard to another passing mitzvah. If, for example, the Oni says, I'm happy to wait here for a few hours, okay, there's no reason to be Mavatl Mariv. I'll daven Mariv, and then I'll take care of the Oni. But if it's a mitzvah Oiveres, which means the mitzvah is passing, so then you're going to have to push off Mariv. Let's see the words of Tosis again. V'yeshloima ha'domrin on tfilas arvis rishus. That which we say that Mariv is rishus, hainu legabe mitzvah acheres. That's only with regard to another mitzvah, vehi oiveres, comma, which is passing. Da'oz, then omrinon tidche, tfilas arvis, we should push off tfilas mariv, miponeho, in its favor. Avalachinon, but for no good reason at all, in lelevatla. Therefore, we understand very much now what the other Gemaras mean. If you missed out mariv, what's the halacha? Tashlomin. Because you do have to daven mariv. Or if you didn't say Yala v'yavoy on Rosh Chodesh, essentially I would have thought that you have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei. That's why I need to be taught a lesson that actually not, because there's a special halacha of Kiddush HaChodesh, but otherwise you're obligated to daven. Period. Now comes a new point. So you didn't daven mariv all the way till the morning, and you still haven't daven mariv, so you're allowed to do, or you're supposed to do, two shachrisim. One will be shachris, and one will be tashlumin for mariv. Says Tosis, miu, however, im ichev, if he delayed ad hamincha, what does that mean, he delayed ad hamincha? He did not do the tashlumin. Nira, it would appear to me, to Ovar Zmanoi, bottle carbonoi. That's a famous expression with regard to carbonois. The time's gone, the carbon's annulled, finished. Kiven Sheshoho, because he has delayed Kolkach so much. I don't mind giving you catch-up time. Catch-up time will always be until the end of the following tefillah. But Ula Achar Beis Tefillois, now that he is sailed through Mariv time, and now sailed through Shachris time, and you're now up to Mincha, sorry, Loi Motzinu, we have never found Shetiknu Chachamim, the Chachamim have instituted Lachzer V'Lehispalel to go and repeat im shachach if he forgot, period. That's the second point of Tosfos. So, presumably, the same would be for Shacharis as well. If you didn't daven Shacharis, we said you could do Tashlumin for Mincha. But you can't do Tashlumin at Maariv time, because again, that's already two tefillahs late. Says Tosfos in conclusion, one final point, Va'afilu tefillah achas. Even if you're within the time of one tefillah, never mind two when it's too late, but in Botel, B'meizid, if you mevatel the tefillah negligently, deliberately, lo yuchal lesakin, then you cannot have this catch-up, ubesomuch korilei, and very close, very soon you'll see the Gemara is going to call this fellow, going to recite a posuk, quote-unquote, mu'uvas lo yuchal lesakin. There's the posuk in Keheles, which says that the ruined cannot be fixed. Now what does that mean? Sometimes the ruined can be fixed. Like in the case, I missed out Maariv, I can daven Shacharis. So as the Gemara, no, but if you missed out Maariv b'meizid, then that would be a case of where the broken cannot be fixed. So Tosfos has told us three very important points, one of which we'll see is the Meforish Gemara. Point number one, Arvis Rishus does not mean it's optional, it's mandatory. It just means that if you have another mitzvah, which is Overis, then Maariv will always be pushed aside. Point number two is you only get catch-up time until the end of the following tefillah, but not two tefillahs later. Thirdly, there is no din of tashlumin whatsoever if you forgot your tefillah b'meizit. Oh, that's a bit of a misnomer. You didn't forget. You deliberately didn't daven. Then there's no halacha of tashlumin. Okay, we'll hold it over here. I'm sorry for the curtailed cheer.